Let's see here. I'm trying a whole new platform. Oh, wait a second. I get excited. I get really eager. Let me just wait a second and see if anyone joins. It might not be connecting. Let's see, nothing. Okay, we got somebody. Here we go. Let's see if it says I'm live. No. Let's see. Let me go over to. Hey guys, get in here. I did not get a notification on Facebook, so maybe it's not. I'm trying a new platform out, and yeah, it's not going live on Facebook. So that's not good. That's not good. It's a new thing. Sorry, I'm so sorry. I've got you guys and then I'm not talking. It's a new thing I'm trying, and it like connects all sorts of different platforms together. And it looks like it's not tied in. You guys are on. Here, let me see. Where are you guys coming from? YouTube? Hey. Yes, YouTube. Okay. Well, hey. I don't know how I get. Let's see if I can get Facebook. It's not coming on Facebook, which is not cool. So what do I do? What do I do? Do I end this? Do I keep going? I want to connect to Facebook. Oh my gosh, you guys. I don't know how to make sure I'm on Facebook. Let's see. I'm so sorry. I'm like, this is like a trial. Live trial. You're watching me in a live trial. Let's see here. Well, what I can do is I'll just go for it, and then I can upload this and share it later on. Okay, so what I'm trying to do a new platform, and it's like I'm my own little producer here, where I'm trying to do graphics and all this new stuff, and I don't know how to connect them all. So something went wrong when I tried to connect to Facebook. And I'm paying a lot of money to be able to air it on multiple channels. So it's not great. Not good at all. Okay. So first of all, I don't know if you guys have seen my latest satire. I did a satire. I'm going to share it for you guys right now. It's just the reason why I'm doing this I did this latest satire is because, first of all, there's this big discussion going on amongst different, political pundits, and we always hear facts over feelings, and facts don't care about your feelings. And to be honest, I completely disagree with that because most people are moved and vote on feeling. And my mission, and it has been for years, is to reach people emotionally on an emotional level, and I think that satire does that. I have tons of people that absolutely cannot stand me, but they still watch the satire. And I think it's important to reach to reach anybody. And I mean, my goal is not to just reach conservatives, because then we're not moving the needle, right? If we're just talking to each other, what is the point in that? Our goal is to win. Our job is to win. We want to win. And in order to win, you have to win over the independent. You have to win over the person that's on the fence. And so that's been kind of my heart's desire. I have a background in acting, directing, and producing, and I feel like we have to reach people on an emotional level, and then we bring them in. So that's why I do satire. I've been doing it for years. A lot of the conservatives, I don't know if they vibe with it. Like, it's mostly like the independent kind of voter that follows me. They're kind of like, they don't like the establishment, but they love humor. They're more culturally connected to, more music, arts, that kind of thing. And they, that's who I'm reaching, and that's who I want to reach. So, with that said, here, let me check some of your guys' comments. I'm gonna play my latest satire really quick, and then and this is basically like a trial run, because I'm testing out all this stuff, because I do it here, like while I'm talking. So let's see if I can get it to play, and then you can watch it and then tell me your thoughts. So let's see here.
Donald Trump's a monster. about it. I can't. I just... The Trump administration is just... They're sure evil. They're so evil. It's just... I'm so sorry. I just...
Trump thinks he's a real tough guy, huh? I'm gonna put Trump in a cage. That's right, I'm gonna put Trump in a cage. Guys, hey. We're good. We're good. Thank you for this, but we're good now, okay? we've got Biden now currently in the White House, and we're just gonna rename the cages, okay? We're gonna rename the cages migrant facilities, and we're good. So your services are no longer needed. Thank you, but pack it up, okay? That's a wrap. But seriously, we're good. We don't need to talk about this anymore. We're just gonna move on. Just move on. Thank you so much. But we're good now. We're good.
Okay. Oh. Okay. What?
Oh. Huh. Okay. Well, I guess we're done here.
Okay.
What?
Oh, so we're good?
Okay, it's a wrap.
What?
Oh, okay, well. Anybody want to go to lunch?
Okay, so that worked. Okay, I'm trying this out. Good. You guys are like, you're like with me in this. Because I'm trying to figure out how to do all this. So I was able to play the video. Good. That's awesome. Okay, so basically that video just exposes the complete and total hypocrisy of the left. Because, I mean, guys, for what, 4 years we heard cages and Trump and he's a monster and now nothing. Absolutely nothing. And let's just take a closer look at these new facilities, migrant facilities. Here I have this. Look at this. This is literally, they're literally storage containers, guys. So cage is bad, but storage containers, what's the ventilation on that, I'd like to wonder? Storage containers, good. They're okay. We can have storage in containers. We just can't have cages. But they're not even, they weren't cages. I mean, and anyways, whatever they were, with the fencing, they were built by Obama. So let's remember that. Okay. Let's just remember that. So, okay. So, also just to expose the hypocrisy a little bit more, let's look at this picture. I found this interesting. This was just up on Twitter. Here we go. We've got, you know, the first migrant facilities for children open under Biden. Dates 2/21/2021. It's all wonderful. Everything's wonderful now. But you know, when Trump was having, you know, border issues and people coming over the border, which totally cut down actually under his administration. But let's look at this date 6/21/19. They referred to them as cages. Okay, you see migrant facility cages. Like you have to be a complete idiot to not see the difference, right? I mean. And it's funny because when you throw this at the left right now, they don't even know how to respond to it. They're like, like that, what? And it's out of control right now because Biden has essentially said, hey, you know, we're not going to enforce any of our current immigration laws. Current immigration laws right now, the ones on the books, would prevent a lot of the problems that we're seeing, right? A lot of the influx of people crossing the border, catch and release, was totally happening under Obama. Biden basically said, you know, kind of let's go back to this policy. The whole reason they want to do this. So the biggest thing is that we see the bigger picture. They have to have an open border because they need more people crossing into our country illegally. And then they need to become set up on government need. They need to be, you know, needy by the government. They want to, you know, get on welfare, get on all sorts of stuff so that, and then they're going to give these people the right to vote. Like they're going to do it at some point. So then we have, you know, people that are in need of government assistance now kind of like enslaved to voting for a particular party because this party is, you know, giving out the handouts. But handouts don't help people, right? Temporarily. But it's literally like it's such a sick, twisted thing to do. They're using these people in their lives, right, as pawns. Like how messed up is that? It's like catching a, you know, they're putting out just enough to get the mouse close, and then they slam it to get them enslaved and dependent. Because if you're dependent, then you're not independent. Okay. You can't be both. Like really. So either you're independent or you're dependent. And dependence is not true freedom. Right? So they don't want these people to be truly liberated and truly free and not dependent upon the government. The whole reason they're doing this is for power, which is really just so sick and twisted. And it's so easy for me to see it. It's easy for you guys to see it. But for some reason, we've got this disconnect of a huge amount of our population out there that doesn't see it. So what do we do? That's what we need to be asking. What do we do to get them to see it? What do we do to get them to see the long-term goals? Because I honestly believe the vast majority of Americans want communism. I truly believe the vast majority of Americans do not want socialism. I truly believe the vast majority of Americans want freedom. They, you do your thing, I'll do my thing. Now, yes, we have a leftist part of our population that is growing. But I don't believe that they are the majority. I really don't. And so there's this disconnect with people that are like, you know, that they have this empathy. Oh my gosh, these people are crossing the border. They're trying to get a better life. Like, so we just open our borders and just let them in and it's okay. And just, but you're not thinking long-term, right? They're not thinking long-term. They're thinking just with their, you know, oh my gosh, you know, we have to, it's more of a heart thing, and I get it. I totally understand it, but it's not a logic thing. And when these don't connect, we have huge issues. When you're not connecting, you know, logic with empathy, there's a big disconnect. And that's the problem that we see on both sides. There's one side that's totally feelings, emotion. And then there's another side that's brain, logic, no. And there needs to be kind of a blend, but we have to have laws. If we do not have laws and we don't enforce our laws, then we're a lawless society, right? Then that is anarchy. Or you're giving, and if you're letting this what we're seeing now happen, these mass executive orders by a party that's kind of like, we're going to do whatever we want. It's like a totalitarian type movement we're seeing here. I'm amazed. I knew that they were going to come in hot, you know, Biden and all them, but I didn't know it was going to be this hot. Like I didn't know it was going to be like bam, bam, bam. And there's this panic in a way. Like I get it. Like I'm like, what's going on? How do we stop this? What do we do? And that's where our faith comes in. And if you, for those that follow me, my faith, my walk, and my personal relationship with Jesus is what is getting me through this time right now. Because I do feel like we're in kind of a dark moment, but moments pass, right? They don't last forever. I don't believe that we're in this like, oh my gosh, it's all going down right now. I'm just not there. I don't feel like that's where we're at. I still believe that we're going to see good prevail and justice served. It's just, we're in a moment where we're kind of like in a, I don't know, like a limbo moment right now. And there's this like, oh my gosh. And I think what it's causing people that like me, like Christians around the world, it's causing them to say, hey, you can't be on the fence anymore. Right? Like get off the freaking fence. You're either in this for freedom, fighting for freedom, or you're not. And that's where we're at. And there was a lot of Christians that sat out or they didn't want to get involved or Trump said stuff they don't like or blah, 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 blah. You know, they were led emotionally instead of saying, hey, we vote on policy. This is why we stand for what we stand for. And this is why we're voting for this person. They were unable to do that. They're unable to argue. Too often, I feel like people are unable to argue their positions, right? Like, we're just like, I don't know why I think that. Like, my mom and dad did. So, like, know why you believe what you believe. And the easiest way I can suggest that is take out five conservative points that you stand for, like pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, free speech, men not in women's locker rooms, religious liberty. Like, you know, and like, why do you believe those, right? Limited government. Like, there's all sorts of, and have like three different points on why you believe what you believe. And and we're in this moment right now, and I know I'm kind of just chatting away here, but you kind of feel helpless. Like, if you're really honest, it's like, what do we do? Like, what do we do? I don't know. Do you know? I don't know. What I would advise is get involved locally. I know that sounds like, okay, like that's so boring, but get involved locally because you can control that little circle, right? Like your town, get involved. Like you can become a precinct leader. I'm a precinct leader in my county, and I'm also an assistant district captain. That's underneath the Republican Party, which I'm still a part of as long as Trump's in this party. But I'm, you know, talk to the people in your community, get involved locally. We're also having a recall for school board. Okay. So collecting signatures, right? Making sure that other people are aware that, hey, we got to get this so many signatures to get these people ousted. Like there's different things that you can do in your community. Get involved in your school board, right? Go to school board meetings. That's a simple thing. I'm just going to show up. Just showing up is so important. And I think like it starts there. It starts small, but I start with like, hey, start with your family. Right. And then start to branch out because there's a lot of people out there that they're even on Fox News. Right. Or they're doing whatever. They're in Congress or they're running, you know, they're a senator, but their family is a freaking mess. OK, so if you're winning the whole world and you're getting all this attention, but your home is in disarray, you're not winning. OK, winning starts at home. Winning starts at home and then it branches out. And that's what we need to be doing. Because if everybody really focused on the people in their own, underneath their roof, every single conservative, every single Christian, every single just person of faith, I don't care. Even if you're not a person of faith, you're just morally just on the right page. If everybody focused on their home, we'd have a better world. A lot of this crap would not be happening. But so many people are out here doing all this stuff that they're not focused on what's happening underneath their own roof. And it takes work. Oh my gosh, it takes work. You can't be, I mean, constantly, what are you watching? How long have you been watching this? Who's in this? What is this about? What are they talking about in this? Like, there's a lot of parenting that takes place that parents are just like, whatever. I don't have time, I'm tired. You're not too tired to save the people underneath your roof. And it starts there, and then you can start to branch out. So that's my big sermon for that. Okay. So can you guys hear me? I hope you can hear me. I've done this before. I've done like a whole live talking to like myself or like my mic was muted or something. And I'm just like, la, 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 la. And then I like realized I did the whole thing, just not good. So want to make sure you can hear me. I can read some of your, we're still locked down in Kentucky. I see here. Mitt Romney said Trump. Yeah, I saw that Trump would win he's right. Mitt Romney said that Trump will win in a landslide if he runs for 2024. Completely agree with that. I think that the party really at this point still belongs to President Trump. So it's up to him what he's going to do. Let me know in the comments if you guys think he's going to run. I am curious about that. Let's see what else going on. We just feel motivated to defend. Yeah. Defend your faith. Jesus. Okay. Talk about Jesus. That's right. And this is another way to gauge if you're having an impact. Are you offending people? Because if people are upset with what you're saying, most of the time you're on the right track. Okay. Because Jesus was constantly offending people. And I'm not talking just go start, you know, dropping the F-bomb. Like that's not the offense I'm talking about. I'm speaking truth. You speak the truth, people are going to be offended. You speak the truth, people are going to have an issue with what you're saying. So I had a bunch of things I wanted to talk about and I ended up just chatting with you guys because this is a whole experiment for me right now. And I see that Rob, you're on here, Hicks Video. I'm not connected to Facebook. Rob with Hicks Video, he's my producer and he helps me a lot. But until I start to gain traction on non-censored sites, because I've been completely demonetized. So I have to figure out how to do this on my own right now. And so I'm just like, although Rob would do this for me, just, you know, no problem, because he's just awesome. But I'm trying to expand my technical capabilities. And I clearly am failing right now because I wasn't able to connect to Facebook. So, okay. Oh, really quick on the vaccine. And I know, oh my gosh, if I say anything about the vaccine, here's my thing on the vaccine, because I got in an argument with somebody just recently. They're all on board with it. The whole thing for me, if you want to take the vaccine, take the vaccine. Like I'm not gonna tell you what to do, because that's not my role. Okay. But I personally want to see this thing out on the market longer. And it's crazy to me if you say that, like I said that, people are like, oh my gosh, you're anti-vax, you're crazy, you're anti-vax, you're crazy. I'm not anti-vax. I never said I was anti-vax. All I'm saying is I want to see the long-term effects, okay? And this thing hasn't been tested on animals. Well, it has, but the studies have not been released on what they found. So I'm going to hold off. And I don't know why this is such like a, oh my gosh, freak out thing, because crazy. I stumbled across two videos, one with Kamala Harris, one with Joe Biden, both talking about they're not going to take the vaccine when Trump was tied to it. Okay. Kamala Harris, like, she's like, I'm fine with science and I totally support science. And if Dr. Fauci tells me to take the vaccine, then I'll take it. She's like, but if Trump tells me to take the vaccine, I'm not taking it. So same vaccine, like same thing. Like it's not changed because the you know, the guy in the White House is different. It's the same vaccine. So she basically said she's not taking it, but because this is the vaccine that Trump told us to take. So, and then also Biden was talking about, you know, we don't want to rush this. We shouldn't rush this. He was all like negative on the rushed vaccine back in when he just won the nomination for his party. So I'm like, it's okay to like be hesitant back then, but now you can't be hesitant. I'm hesitant. I just am. So it's okay if you're not. If you're not, you're not. But don't hate on people that are like, you know, I'm just going to pump the brakes a little bit on this thing. Just see how, you know, see what happens with it. That's all I'm doing. I don't know why people have such an issue with that. Plus, I've had COVID, okay? I had full-on COVID. So, anyways, okay, that's that. Really quick. And then also, I wanted to really quick talk about this, because this is going to be a hot issue. It's coming up. The House is going to be voting on the Equality Act. This thing is a mess. Let me really quick read this to you guys. The Equality Act is basically, it's so nuts. It's basically they're trying to disguise it as, hey, it's just a continuation of the Civil Rights Act. Like, that's all it is. And if you have a problem with that, then you're racist. I mean, that's basically, you know, that'll be the argument. But this Equality Act is being, and equality, like the naming is so wrong, because it's actually not equalizing. It's the de-equality, the non-equality. It's the Non-Equality Act, and that's what we should be calling it. It's the Non-Equality Act. This act includes gender and sexual orientation. So basically, it degrades women, and then it uplifts biological men. So if you're a biological woman, this act allows biological men in women's locker rooms, in women's abuse shelters, okay, battered women shelters. If you're a biological man, you can come strolling up in there. It also, what else does it do? Gosh, where did I have it? It basically, and it allows biological men to compete against women. Okay. So this act would massively expand the government regulatory reach. The act would coerce any establishment that provides a good service program, including a store, shopping center, online retail, or service provider, salon, bank, gas station, food bank, service, like basically anything that receives any kind of federal funding, okay? But then people are like, oh, well, what about religious institutions? Religious institutions are very much included. Under the Equality Act, religious schools, adoption agencies, and other charities would face federal sanction for upholding the teachings of mainstream biology and the Bible, modern genetics, and Genesis when it comes to sex and marriage. Okay? So I don't know how. I don't know how. As a Christian or any person of faith, you could support this. I can't even believe it that they're going to try to push this through. Okay. And this is what happens when you vote for the left, because the left is all out war against God, right? They hate God. But what's so fascinating about this is it really is a war on women. And often we hear people say, you know, oh, you know, it, you know, we're all against the man here. But I really feel like there's this huge hatred for women. And I believe it stems from, it comes all the way back to the Bible. Like you look at Genesis, you look at when Eve was in the garden, right? And she eats this fruit. Satan deceives her and she eats this fruit. And then Adam's like, dude, what did you just do? And she says, Satan, like, what are the exact words? Because I wrote it down. She calls out Satan, right? So like everyone's like hating on Eve, but like take a look at this for a second. Eve's response to God's question, what is it thou has done? So God calls her out. It wasn't Adam. God calls her out. And he says, she goes, the serpent beguiled me and I did eat. Eve exposes Satan's works. So even though she was deceived, she knew who deceived her. She was able to perceive and discern what that serpent was, what the objective was there. And that is what's so powerful about women, is I really do believe that women have the ability to discern. Right? They have the ability to discern and they have the ability to not give up when it comes to their children. And I can tell this from personal experience. I'm one of seven kids and my older brother, very rebellious, very crazy, like whatever, just went wild. And my mom never stopped praying for him, like never. No matter what was happening, no matter what was going on, constantly praying. And because of her prayers, I believe that my brother like got out of a lot of the junk that he was involved in, totally, you know, set free, now just very successful, married, children, living the best he could live. But I believe it's because of the persistence of my mom. It's because of the persistence of prayer. And when you can look at that again, like also like Jesus, after he rose again, okay, he didn't reveal himself to the disciples. He revealed himself to Mary, okay, a woman. Why? Because she believed. She was like, oh my gosh, Jesus. Like she was open to it. She was open to it and she had that discernment that this is the guy, this is Jesus. Also, the woman with the issue of blood, she reached out when Jesus was walking, right? And she touched Jesus with expectation. She touched him. She persisted through the crowd and she got to him and she touched him. And that is what's so incredible about the women. Guys, I'm all for men. I'll have special segments that are apart for just how incredible men are and how much we need male, manly, strong men, because we are lacking in our society for them. But this is specifically focusing on women because there is a war on women. And you can see this in this Equality Act. It's coming for the woman, okay? It's to shut down the woman. It's to crush the woman. That's what this is. It's not equality. It's erasing women. Women's sports gone, right? And I believe that it all stems from Satan, who has a huge hatred for women. He has a huge hatred for women because there is nothing like a mother in pursuit of her child for the best for her child, right? And if he can take out the woman, he has direct access to the child. Lots of times. I'm not saying that the men won't, but that there's the mama bear, right? I mean, it's the protecting the cub. It's protect, and they're coming for that. They're coming for it. And so I think it's vital that we're aware of it, that we know what the main objective is. It really is to come against the woman. So just be praying for this. Just be praying for this. You know, I'm just believing. I know, because you look at this and you hear what I've just said, and you're like, well, man, get involved locally. That's what you can do. Have a say locally. Take care of your family. They can't come up in your house. Government can't come up in your house. If you have to homeschool your kids, you homeschool your kids, or you get them to a school that teaches freedom, right? But they you have access to your children more than anybody else, okay? You have a say what comes in and out of your house, what goes on inside your house. You know, like, it comes back to the local taking background, okay? And then you start venturing out. So when you're starting to feel like, what do I do? Like, even with this Equality Act, it's like, oh my gosh. Stand firm. Don't back down. Don't back down on what God's word says. Okay. His word supreme. Like, it did nothing can counter what God says. So remember that. Stand on it. Be strong. And I've been going for a while now, so I'm going to sign out here and then end this. I'm also going to try to upload this to a podcast. So I've never done that before, but we're going to try it out. Okay, you guys, thank you so much for joining. I see somebody says we have a troll on here, so we'll have to go for the troll. Who are you, troll? There's always a troll. But you know what? Trolls are actually a good sign, because that means that you're having some kind of impact, right? Like, we're talking to people that hate what I'm saying. And I actually kind of like it. I do. Because their words have no authority over me. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And I'm not gonna be moved by these crazy trolls. I've had plenty of them. Oh my gosh, the stories I could tell you. Okay. All right. I'm gonna end this, and hopefully that's all I do. All right. God bless you guys. We'll talk soon.